What do you think? I mean, it's stunning to me that this technology, I mean, it's already changing things, but the tidal wave of change that we are going to be seeing shortly and are already seeing, that it's being run by people who are not elected. These are people, you know, who are making billions of dollars doing this. Nobody ever really elected them. There's been no consensus agreement that, yes, this is good for humanity. Do you think the average person, and I include myself in that grouping, understands what is about to happen here?
No, I think they don't. And I think it's important for the public to understand it. We need a counter pressure to the tech bros who are saying there should be no regulations on AI. And also we need the countries to understand they need to collaborate on how to avoid the existential threat.
What do you think it does to initiative for, you know, I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm very worried about, you know, what world they're going to have in 10 years when, if there's machines that do everything better than humans do, what's the initiative for people to strive to become good at something?
One thing we know about mothers is mothers genuinely care about their babies, and they do whatever they can to make life interesting for the babies and to make the babies grow and realize their full potential. So if we have super intelligent AI looking after us, we may be able to get the same thing.
Jeffrey Hinton, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.